Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today our guests are John Freeman of VPA Theater and Shane Mitchell of TBA Theater.
And we're going to be talking about a pair of Christmas plays. From VPA, we have A Christmas Carol. And from TBA, we have The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus. Welcome, Christmas theatrical people.
Thanks. It's good to
be here.
Thank you.
Very nice to be here.
So John, let's start. We got the classic, the fundamental classic, A Christmas Carol. And
right.
You played Charles Dickens.
Right. I played Charles Dickens, and this is an adaptation on the novel. And it features Charles Dickens on stage basically presenting the story and an overnight Christmas carol where Scrooge goes through his transformation from being a kind of a grouchy old man to a very nice person. Everybody's familiar with the story. The difference is that Charles Dickens used to actually do this, and so we're recreating that.
So is it like Dickens on tour, and then it's fleshed out, like almost like he's the narrator, and then we get to see the acted out portions of the story.
Right, and Charles also gets to be in the play, so there's all kinds of interaction with the actors, moving props, helping people with their costume changes and everything. I mean, Charles Dickens is a major force on stage.
Wow, and you look very Dickensian. Is that how you got the part?
I got the part mainly because there were no boxes to be moved, and they needed a Charles Dickens. And I went to VPA with the hopes of moving boxes, painting sets, and they needed a Charles Dickens.
They roped you into the lead role.
Exactly. This is my first attempt at acting.
Really?
It is.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And what are you up to?
We're doing The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, which is an adaptation of L. Frank Baum's classic novel. L. Frank Baum is, of course, the gentleman who brought us The Wizard of Oz. So you can imagine that the show is epic in scale and very beautiful. And we have 53 actors on the Grant Hall stage. So when you imagine that Grant Hall can hold 210 audience members and 53 actors.
That's a quarter of the house.
We could take the audience in a fair fight. We feel very confident.
And are there like munchkins as elves or elves as munchkins?
we have lots of young people in the show. One of the things that the show does is obviously cover the arc of Santa's life. So we have five different actors playing Santa Claus at various points in his life. But then we also cover how he invented toys, how he specifically invented the doll, how he got his sleigh. All of the classic icons of Santa Claus are covered in it. And there's this evil race of Ogwas who their whole gig is to tempt children to be naughty. So they hate Santa Claus. They kidnap him and they try to kill him. And it's very interesting, very enchanting, just all of the fun of the holiday season you could want.
Wow, it sounds like quite a production.
Well, it is. And we've kind of got some of the holy grails of Anchorage Theater who are working with us. You know, Aaron Dagan Mitchell is our director. Our set designer is Frank Beebe. Our light designer is Frank Hardy. Costume designer is Sandy Sneathan with Megan Blado. So it's just incredibly cool to have these top drawer, A-list designers who are coming out to work with us.
Sounds like great fun.
Oh, it is. It is. One of the challenges is, of course, I have a twin brother, and despite what you would think, Santa Claus is not the lead character. The lead character is named the Great Auk, the Master Woodsman of the World, and he sort of narrates and tells the story of the life and adventures of Santa Claus. So that's being played by my twin brother, Wayne, and then I'm playing Santa Claus as an adult. So finding the way that we don't confuse the audience of, didn't I just see that guy in a different costume?
With an axe?
Yeah.
I've seen lots of plays where you deliberately looked as much alike as possible, but
Right.
But this will be interesting to see you try to look as different as possible.
Well, one of the good things is that we're never on stage at the same time, so maybe the audience will just think it's one really busy dude. But one of the cool things, you know, being here with John is that both Charles Dickens and L. Frank Baum were very dedicated to charity and giving to the poor and revitalizing the times that they lived in.
Really? I didn't know that. They had social imaginations.
Well, oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
In the Dickens case.
Dickens, I know, but I didn't know that about Baum.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. He was very much a voice of the consciousness of his time. And though Life and Adventures of Santa Claus doesn't really reflect that, it does, in fact, look at some of the questions of class. And so it's a great thing. I mean, we typically think of these shows as being children's shows, but there's going to be so much in it for the whole family, adults and kids. It's going to be great.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, John Freeman of Valley Performing Arts Theater, who's playing Charles Dickens in their play in The Christmas Carol, and Shane Mitchell of TBA here in Anchorage, and they're doing The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus.
John, yes. This is your first role.
Right.
It's pretty daunting, it seems like. How do you prepare for it? I mean, I'm putting myself in your shoes, and my life would just be, abject hell if I had to do a big role.
I'd have to say that I have to thank my wife and family for putting up with my attempts at a British accent absolutely 24/7. And once I sort of got it, I have just kept repeating and repeating and repeating. So they're really quite, they know the lines about as well as I do.
Maybe and, even better.
Yeah. In some cases, my 7-year-old granddaughter repeats them pretty eloquently.
Does she help you run lines?
Oh, yes. And she'll say, now, they call me Pappy. They'll say, Pappy, that's not how that line goes. I go, okay.
And I bet her British accent's better than yours, because little kids can change their language easier than adults can.
Well, and growing up in Oklahoma, being a Cajun, having to shred all those things and then to pick up the British accent has been somewhat of a chore. But I'm really impressed with the dedication and effort that I'm seeing from the cast. We have a 4-year-old, and I'm the oldest at 63. And everybody in between, the effort that goes into community theater is truly a rewarding experience for me. I recently retired from being a principal in the state, and was really gratified to see such hard work going on the stage, because really think the arts for young people is really an important part of what we do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And especially nowadays with budget cuts and everything like that, people have to depend upon other institutions, community theater, to get their training.
Right.
Because they're not going to really get it in school as part of their curricula.
Well,
go ahead, Jean.
And that, of course, is what TBA is all about.
Right. TBA stands for Training Better Artists. And we're dedicated to this idea of lifelong learning that John is talking about. One of the cool things for us is we also have adults like John who this is their very first show. But then we've got kids who this is their 11th. So to watch a kid take a mentorship role with an adult is very rewarding. It's a very interesting reversal. It's like, oh, which side is stage right?
Yes, just 5-year-old.
just follow me. We kind of covered.
And to see their poise and their, they're so comfortable with it. And here I am just, shaking with nervousness. And this, 17-year-old kid goes out there and nails the lines. I'm just going, wow. I'm blown away by that, as well as the other thing that I'm blown away by is the huge support from the community. I mean, we're filling the auditorium on a every time we perform. And I just think that's really neat to see the community so interested in stage production.
Oh, yeah. Up there, there's a very dedicated audience. You guys got a great, great audience base.
Well, of course, that's true in many respects in all over Alaska.
One of the things that, not that long ago in the mid-90s, they were talking about, is theater dying? Is television and movies and so on getting so developed that nobody goes to live theater anymore, but I don't see it. I went to Anchorage Community Theater's production of Inspecting Carol. It was sold out. It was sold out all that weekend. It's been sold out for weeks. Every theater I talk to is putting those butts in seats. That's very exciting.
And partly it's the theater conference. I always like to give it credit for training actors and bringing a sense of theater to the whole state. But it's also, theater is different from movies. It just is.
There's a give and take between a live audience and a live actor on stage that cannot be replaced by anything. And I think that the more we get technological, the more that we text and we tweet and we have direct deposit with our checks, we don't interface with human beings anymore. And that live theater experience really makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, we're hungry for the interaction.
That's right.
Yes. And, however, we've just ran out of time. And I'm going to have to thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us.
John Freeman. Absolutely. And Shane Mitchell of TBA and Valley Performing Arts. Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. There's two editions this weekend for ACT's production of Steel Magnolias, directed by Megan Blattow, at 6 p.m. on Monday at ACT. And you can see the audition's webpage for details. And also another audition, the Fur Ronde melodrama, is seeking male actors, some of them Scandinavian. Auditions at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Wayland Baptist University. Call 566-3987.
At Cyrano's, there will be two Christmas plays this season. It's A Wonderful Life, a live radio play, runs through December 22nd. It runs Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. And Pinkalicious, the musical, which is playing special matinees. Call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Tomorrow at 7:30, Alaska Junior Theater presents Danny, King of the Basement, at the Discovery Theater at the Performing Arts Center. Call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
It's the last weekend to see UAA's production of The Taming of the Shrew. I highly recommend this wonderful comedy. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3. Call 786-4849.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents It's a Wonderful Life beginning tonight through December the 17th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, with a matinee at 2 on Saturday. And that is the 10th only. For information, call 694-8909 or go to finearts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's Christmas play, Inspecting Carol, plays through December 22nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. It's getting rave reviews. For tickets are available online at acthome.net or call 868-4913.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is presenting two plays for young people this Christmas season. Jingle Bells, Batman Smells will be at tomorrow, 2 and 7, and Peter Pan and Wendy tonight at 7 at the Sydney Lawrence Theater. Call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
There will be a free staged reading of a new play, There is a Mormon in Love with Me, on Saturday, December 17th at 7 p.m. at Out North. No reservations necessary.
Next week, you can see Raven's Radio Hour Muktuk Mess at Sydney Lawrence Theater at the Performing Arts Center. One weekend only at 7:30, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. Go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents A Christmas Carol through December 18th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. Call 907-373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At TBA, you can see The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus this weekend and next Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Saturday-Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. at Grant Hall on the APU campus. Call 677-PLAY.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.